Hi, this is Lee Ribick with an original poem. Title is Cap'n Dan. I visited briefly with Cap'n Dan a while back. He didn't carry a tool in his hand or fishing gear that is often near. Dan restored fishing boats as an avocation. Often they're boats of an earlier fame. Is it the artist in him to claim or tame? If there was a smell of paint, a scream of power, saw chewing wood, or another sign of renewal, chances were good. The origin was wherever Dan's vessel was tied. He trolled a 20-fathom drag for kings, or doubled the gear and hugged the rips for silvers. He'd reached the dock with the boat as clean as at the gear's first splash. Both as form and function, he took his art to sea and made it dance on the swells. He chose to toil in two art forms. All who fish with bait or lure search for the ultimate fish attractor. Let it sparkle, spin, flash, spiral, and stink of herring and oil. Although I never enjoyed a moment aboard, I am certain that the final fish fascinator was itself the boat, whatever its name. Now, I don't get down to the dock much anymore. I've learned that Dan, too, has an ongoing dispute with the ramps of peril. I cannot say, "See you up or down the drag," any longer and mean it, unless the drag is Main Street and we are in a slow walk.